CAISO unveils principles for Western SEAMS coordination, written by David Kraus, and read by an automated voice. CAISO has released a set of guiding principles for upcoming discussions about SEAMS between the ISO, SBP and other entities as the extended day-ahead market nears its opening in May. In November, FERC staff urged Western electricity industry stakeholders to get ahead of SEAMS issues before EDAM and Markets Plus begin. CAISO's eight principles focus on how to ensure the continued strength of the Western energy imbalance market, which has provided significant reliability and financial benefits to its participants and their customers, CEO Elliot Meinzer said in a blog post February 23. We hope all WEEM participants will carefully consider the unprecedented and fortuitous combination of physics, economics and fully independent governance of WEEM and EDAM before leaving the seamless real-time market we have worked so hard to build together, Meinzer said. WEEM currently includes 22 balancing authorities from 11 states that account for 80% of electricity demand in the Western interconnection. The market has proven that balancing areas can function seamlessly in a real-time market, providing reliability benefits and economic value to participants and customers across the West, CAISO's document says. Breaking up the WEEM footprint risks unwinding these benefits, CAISO says. Market-to-market SEAMS arrangements are a poor substitute for seamless real-time operation of the grid and can only limit the loss of efficiency and reliability that results from fragmented footprints. One principle is that the SEAMS issue is not a venue for market design advocacy. Market-to-market SEAMS discussions are not a forum to relitigate transmission service and transmission rights, or a vehicle to redesign market rules, CAISO says. SEAMS discussions are predicated on sufficiently defined market protocols, transmission tariffs and market boundaries. Another principle is ensuring SEAMS protocols minimize the risk of gaming or manipulation. Instead, protocols should support market power monitoring at interfaces to maintain competition. CAISO's EDAM will open in May and SPP's Markets Plus is scheduled to begin in 2027. These markets could cause issues at their borders because of their different policies and dispatch processes. The grid operators had made significant progress on adapting existing tools to tackle SEAMS between their respective day-ahead markets, a CAISO representative said in December. SEAMS negotiations are not solely between CAISO and SPP, Meinzer said. Instead, these discussions include balancing authorities, transmission providers, transmission operators, reliability coordinators, market operators and others when scoping procedures, agreements, discussions, and solutions.